Either you believe in individual liberty or you don't. And it's a precious thing, beloved. And in case you have not learned already, freedom is hard work. What freedom brings is personal responsibility. Going back to, we talked about prisons just a moment ago, going back to a prison. When the state puts a man in prison, he removes from that man his freedom. And you will say he's lost his freedom. But as soon as he loses his freedom, inherent in that is the removal of personal responsibility. He is no longer responsible to put a roof over his head. He is no longer responsible to put food on the table. He is no longer responsible to provide medical care, and so on and so forth. They have removed from him not just freedom, but personal responsibility. Is he safe from starvation? These days we would say yes, how things are conducted. Is he safe from medical neglect? Yes. But he has no freedom. And there are few or no risks in his life because he has few or no decisions to make. Conversely, the blessing of freedom is the bestowal of personal responsibility. A free man embraces his responsibility, makes decisions, and determines risk. And he does it every day. All the stats can be put before him about the dangers of driving on the road. He understands the risks. He decides whether or not he should drive. He decides even what he should drive if he has the ability to choose. He may decide for himself, well, there is risks on the road, but the stats say that the heavier the vehicle, the larger the vehicle, the safer it is for you. So he decides to buy a larger vehicle. He brings that all into consideration. He realizes that some of the technologies today that help mitigate crashes, or at least dangerous crashes and fatal crashes, the automatic braking and all that. He looks at the stats. He says, actually, it's showing, and we see this on the roads, that the crashes or fatal crashes, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but they are going down because more of these technological advancements are being made in relation to vehicles, and it's actually having an impact on fatalities and dangers on the roads. So he looks at that. He determines the risk and he makes his decision. But freedom, beloved, is risky business. We're either a free people or we are not.